Dr. Robbie Ludwig's a psychotherapist. Steve Santagati is an author. Good to see both of you.
Thank you.
Now, according to Vault Incorporated career information website, 58% of employees say they've had an office romance. That's up from 46% in 2003. So why are more people having office romances?
There are more women in the workplace. It's really the modern-day dating service. Mm-hmm. You have a lot of opportunity to work. A lot of people work so much they don't have time to socialize. So you're going to look around at the good-looking people around you and say, hey, here are a lot of possibilities.
So what are the drawbacks, though?
The drawbacks, obviously, if it gets complicated and everybody knows, and that's the big thing at the beginning of an office romance, you want to really keep it quiet.
Mm-hmm. When it ends, people can get vicious. And so then you have a different memory about how the relationship started, and that's mm-hmm. when sexual harassment charges can take place, and that's why companies get so upset.
Yeah, but you'd want to start right away. The thing is, look...
Start right away?
No, start right away.
You're starting.
Well, you don't start dating someone at work if you think he or she is going to set a sexual harassment case against you.
But how do you know?
The problem is you don't always know because people can get vengeful and even violent in worst case scenarios.
Yeah, but an office, they can get violent.
They can get violent.
Man, where are you working?
Throwing a stapler at you.
I used to work in a psych hospital, so don't ask me.
I was working on an oil rig. Okay, the thing is that you want to, the nice thing about an office romance is a lot of romances, a lot of relationships happen really quickly. But because of the mystery and you have to be really quiet about it, the relationship will actually take a little bit longer to begin and unfold.
Mm-hmm. There is some truth that you do get a sense of who you're dating.
Because you've already seen them.
You get to see them. You get to know them as a person. You get to see how they think and how they operate. And in a lot of cases, you're with people who have similar values and similar mindsets, which is why, according to many surveys, a lot of these relationships end up turning into long-term relationships and even marriage.
In fact, you're speaking from experience.
That's right. I married my husband, and we met at work, and it worked out fine.
It makes sense. You're spending 40-50 hours a week at work.
Right.
And even though office romance or any kind of thing, even if you're dating somebody in your building, for example, it's a bad idea in general. But if you're going to do it, you got to be covert about it.
You're saying keep it on the down low.
It's going to happen. It's natural. There was an older woman that we had comment, and she said, it's chemistry. If you see someone at work, no matter where you meet them, you're going to have to be with them.
It is part of life that you are going to be attracted to people that you know and you're sharing confidences with. It's just normal.
Are there any things that you shouldn't do, like dating the boss?
No paper trail. Don't date the boss.
Yeah, that's where it gets a little bit tricky, because then it's very hard to say, are you saying yes to the person because they're more powerful than you? Is it hard to say no because you're afraid of retaliation?
Right.
That's when it gets a little bit tricky. And you have to be smart about it. You have to think about worst case scenario. What's going to happen if it doesn't work out and I have to face this person every day? Is it going to be hard to be thought of as a professional? Is it going to be hard to stay at the workplace? Mm-hmm. What's more important, love or work?
So it sounds like there's really no hard and fast rule.
Right. Yeah, no one size fits all.
No paper trails. Don't email each other, and don't touch each other in the office, and make sure you hang out in areas where no one's going to see you outside of work. And the office Christmas parties are all coming up, too.
That's a whole other story.
So anybody that's been looking at you all year, all of a sudden...
Under fluorescent lights instead of the moonlight, it might be
right.
more romantic.
And they'll start, but that's a... Don't do it.
Yeah. Okay. And for a note, the Today Show Christmas party takes place next week, just in case you're wondering.
Anyway.